upgrade every year based on 24-month plan. See vodafone.co.uk/exchange for terms and verification.
Now it's dark and the clocks are changing. We need Darnell to set the mood. They've got hundreds of stars of lighting. Ooh, isn't this exciting? You're the one that I want. You are the one I want.
Ease into autumn with lighting to brighten up those darker nights from £6 at Dunelm, the home of homes. Shop in-store and online today.
Yes! I just can't believe it.
This time tomorrow, you could be a millionaire. Get your lotto ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The government's distancing itself from the Transport Secretary's comments about P&O ferries, which have seemingly jeopardised a £1 billion investment in the UK. Louise Haig called the firm a rogue operator and suggested a boycott. Its parent company has put plans to pour money into a UK port on hold. Our political correspondent Ali Fortescue has a statement from Downing Street.
The Transport Secretary's views on boycotting P&O do not reflect the government views. That is undoubtedly embarrassing for the Prime Minister. This is a Prime Minister trying to reset. Instead, he's facing uncomfortable questions about this. Another distraction.
The search continues this morning for a man in his 60s who's missing in the River Thames after a rowing boat capsized. Three other people were rescued from near Sunbury Lock yesterday. Lebanon's public health ministry claims two girls have been killed in an Israeli airstrike near the southern city of Sidon. Its attacks have continued, though the military insists it's targeting militant Hezbollah facilities. There's been widespread international condemnation for the firing at two United Nations peacekeepers. Andrea Tenenti is from the UN Peacekeeping Force and says attacks on its teams, whether deliberate or not, must end.
It's important to find a solution that is not a military solution, because there is nothing that will come up from a military intervention, only political and diplomatic solutions. So we need for the whole international community to put this as a priority.
The UK has seen the biggest fall in fertility rates across the G7 nations since 2010. Research reveals a decline in the number of children women have of almost 19%. Aerospace giant Boeing is to axe a tenth of its global workforce. At least 17,000 staff will lose their jobs in a restructure. And Wales let a two-goal lead slip as they drew 2-2 away to Iceland in the Nations League. Failure to win means they're now 2 points behind group leaders Turkey. The visitors remain unbeaten under Craig Bellamy. From Sky News, I'm Faye Rowlands.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
the sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. Where nature meets classical.
In the park on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical. With your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Enjoy the full-on flavour of Pucker whenever, wherever and however you want. Front rooms, forests, beaches or bathtubs. It's fine with us because Pucker is for the people. Enjoy our tasty range of chilled and frozen pies, slices and sausage rolls.
Going to the shops isn't everyone's bag, like Priya and Sarah here, in their front room trying to kickstart their two-woman band. They'd rather get easy prep meals, ingredients and more delivered by Tesco Whoosh while they practice. Store to door from as little as 20 minutes. Woo! Keep it up, girls. Tesco Whoosh. Every little helps. Fees apply. Delivery times range from 20 to 60 minutes. Selected areas only. Pricing specific to Whoosh. See tesco.com/whoosh.
To her to-do list. Now she's a consultant, an absolute pro with video meetings, a business manager, does the accounts, the advertising, makes a mean coffee and still manages to help her children's after-school club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Hey, it's Roman here. Have you seen the new iPhone 16 Pro and its new camera control? You can now access your camera tools so fast you'll always capture the perfect shot. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can get a new iPhone every year thanks to Vodafone Exchange and get that new iPhone feeling every year. Go online or in-store today. Vodafone, the nation's network.
Exchange on iPhone 16 series or pristine refurbed phones. 12 months before phone plan ends. Trading good condition and upgrade every year based on 24-month plan. See vodafone.co.uk/exchange for terms and verification.
Here at Magic, we're building up to awesome adventures, one piece at a time. Go to magic.co.uk for the chance to win an awesome family trip to Legoland Windsor Resort with an overnight stay, character meets and spending money. All thanks to Shell Go Plus Rewards. You can save on fuel, food, drinks and more when you download the Shell app and register to become a Shell Go Plus Rewards member. So make journeys more rewarding. Download the Shell app today and register to start saving. T's and C's apply. And head to the Magic Radio website for your chance to win that amazing family trip to Legoland.
I'm making a robot head with an Amazon box. I've painted it silver and Daddy helped me make it.
At Amazon, we're actually using paper bags for more of our deliveries.
And now I'm making a paper hot air balloon. And I even made a little brown basket. And I'm making a dog that looks just like Monty.
Just one of the ways we've reduced the weight of our packaging by more than 40% since 2015. Which is still good for playtime.
Mom, where's the scissors?
To learn more, visit aboutamazon.co.uk/sustainability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The government is distancing itself from the Transport Secretary's comments about P&O ferries, which have seemingly jeopardised a £1 billion investment in the UK. Louise Hague called the firm a rogue operator and suggested a boycott. Well, its parent company has put plans to pour money into a UK port on hold. Sky's political correspondent Ali Fortescue has a statement from Downing Street.
The Transport Secretary's views on boycotting P&O do not reflect the government views. That is undoubtedly embarrassing for the Prime Minister. This is a Prime Minister trying to reset. Instead, he's facing uncomfortable questions about this. Another distraction.
Well, that comes as the Prime Minister says the upcoming budget is going to focus on rebuilding Britain. Sir Keir Starmer says the focus will be on making people better off with investments in things like school, housing and transports. European nations are expressing their outrage at what they call an unjustifiable attack on two UN peacekeepers in Lebanon. Israel says it was targeting militant group Hezbollah after 22 people were killed in an airstrike on a residential building in Beirut. 40 years on from an IRA bomb plot to kill Margaret Thatcher that left five dead, Brighton residents today are remembering the impact it had on their city. The bomb was planted in a bathroom at the Grand Hotel during the Conservative Party's stay there during their annual conference. A further 34 people were injured. Mary was part of the memorial service at the church next to the hotel on the weekend of the bombing. She says that no one expected it.
It's the sense of shock that something like that could happen in Brighton. I mean, London perhaps, Belfast, but certainly not Brighton. And it was just an awful feeling.
And a comet will come so close to Earth later, it might even be visible in daylight. Experts are calling it the comet of the century because most don't get bright enough to see with the naked eye. Gradually, it will become fainter over the next few weeks. and unsettled starts the weekend across the UK and Northern Ireland with blustery showers moving southeastwards, heavy at times. Drier later, that's the latest. I'm Aileen O'Sullivan.